My first visit to St. Clair Heights was in 1946, mm-hmm. just following high school graduation. And the St. Clair Baptist Church, I think it was called St. Clair Community Church.
Yeah, it was.
At that time. Mm-hmm. And I frequented there though. I was here for 2 months, and I went to that church because my mother was very much involved with it. And
who was your mother, Alice?
Mrs. Lillian Wilson and Walker Wilson. And I met a few people there, being so young, like age 16, I didn't have a lot of friends. And my outlet was to get the bus. There was a bus that came on St. Clair Heights and brought us downtown. I used to come down just to get away, get off that hill, I'd come down there. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many changes. Mm-hmm. I was just writing a letter this morning to some friends back in Virginia. They used to live here. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them about the changes here in Bremerton. Mm-hmm. They would not recognize this place now. And it has all been for the good.
Oh, you know, great.
Good improvements. Mm-hmm. Good. And then when I was approached about naming the street.
Yeah, okay, that's what
I was really ecstatic about that. Mm-hmm.
You might want to talk about what area that's in, too, you know, and it is very close to St. Clair Heights.
Like I said, yeah, that street is very close. It's the old K Street. Mm-hmm. And it was renamed Loxie Egan's Boulevard. And if Loxie had had anything to do with that, he would have loved to have had it near his people. Mm-hmm. And not saying that there was a ghetto. Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware of a ghetto. But we had a lot of African American families
who lived in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was told that there were three locations that I could select from to name the street. Mm-hmm. And I chose the one, the old K Street. And I've been very pleased with that.
I think that was a good choice. Yeah. I was just wondering, because it is very close. You know, if you come right down that hill there.
Yeah.
And mainly, you know, after the war, the people just kind of migrated in that same area. You know, the community was actually, when I came here in the 60s, you know, all the African Americans pretty much lived in
that area.
Uh-huh. There was a few that lived out, in Bremerton, but predominantly it was just all, you know.
Over in West Bremerton.
Yeah.
Because our first home was in West Bremerton, mm-hmm. over on G Street. Mm-hmm.